Here's a little perspective. 90 years ago, in 1931, Rochester's orchestra made history when it played this symphony by composer William Grant Still. It was the first time in the U.S. that a leading orchestra had played a major work by a Black composer, and it was a smashing success. But since then, a lot has changed. The population of Rochester was 98% white then. Now, Black and Hispanic people make up the majority, and the city has deep and troubling concentrations of poverty and economic segregation. Yet the city's orchestra has remained an essentially white institution with a stated desire to reflect the people it serves.
I think the problem is not that the communities that we work in is not well reflected in the mix-up of the orchestra. The problem is not that we don't hire enough people that come from an ethnic minority or from a social different background, but that the choice of players we have is already limited at the conservatory level.
That's Andrea Stelfs, the RPO's new music director. With his white flowing hair and deep-set eyes, the native of Germany looks a little like Beethoven. He's an experienced conductor, chosen from a pool of 43 prospective candidates, 16 of which were female and or Latin, Asian, or African American. In an interview posted on social media, Delfs recognized that having only one Black player, a versatile trumpeter named Herb Smith, presents a long-term challenge for the orchestra.
The problem is not that we don't hire in the orchestra world enough people from minority ethnicities and different socioeconomic backgrounds, but there are simply not enough in the final rounds of those kind of auditions. And we need to stay, like any sports team, any baseball and basketball teams, we need to stay a competitive group where the artistic excellence is the only borderline that decides whether people come in or not.
That borderline is difficult to cross. According to the most recent study by the League of American Orchestras, Black musicians represented 1.8% of the nation's orchestra players in 2014, a figure that had not budged in 12 years. But the dichotomy between excellence and diversity seems a little hollow to some.
There's this amazing history there that, you know, I really hope that the RPO can begin to explore and live up to.
Lee Kuntz is president and artistic director of Gateways Music Festival, an organization based in Rochester that fosters concerts featuring professional classical musicians of African descent. Kuntz says the sports analogy works another way. Look at the makeup of the NBA.
The number of Black men is directly correlated to the number of Black boys who are playing basketball. There are millions of them, millions. And we see the very same thing in music. The number of Asian musicians in orchestras, which is wonderful and amazing, but it's directly correlated to the number of Asian young musicians around the world.
Kuntz and Delfs agree that creating a pipeline of talented young musicians is key to creating racial equity in institutions like the RPO. That means getting more instruments into the hands of young kids and following up with a serious music education. Delf says he'd like to start a mentoring program where RPO players would teach gifted students from disadvantaged families pro bono. But there's even more work to be done before the RPO reflects the city it serves. Kuhn says the culture of an ensemble can be unwelcoming to players of color, and that the so-called blind audition process is not really blind.
Orchestras are very, very proud of the blind audition process. But the fact is, it's not blind, not all the way throughout. At the final stages, the screen comes up, and I can't help but think that our biases influence the selection of players.
He says change the audition process, commit to anti-racism policies, foster young talent. These should be long-term goals for orchestras all over the country, Kuntz says. This summer's Black Lives Matter rallies in response to the death of Daniel Prude after he was restrained by police saw RPO members speaking up for racial equity.
We are here doing what we do to support, and this will not be the last time we're here.
Many musicians played at demonstrations. One violinist grew flowers and sold bouquets to raise funds for social justice causes. More recently, the RPO has created an anti-racism workgroup, though the effort is still in its infancy. And last month, the RPO announced a new series of free, on-demand virtual chamber concerts showcasing diverse composers in partnership with the Frederick Douglass Family Initiative. Its upcoming season is loaded with works by composers of color, such as Jessie Montgomery. The RPO will premiere a new piano concerto by her in 2022. For Rochester's classical music lovers, seeing the orchestra playing together again on the stage of Kodak Hall after a year and a half will be an emotional moment. But Lee Kuntz hopes it will also be a new beginning, a fresh conversation about mission, inclusion, and relevance.
The conversations about race and anti-racism, those conversations have become a lot more robust, especially over the last year, and that gives me hope. I think that will be our challenge in the field, is, you know, how do we actually walk the talk?
Brenda Tremblay, WXXI News.